Welcome to the Well Mind with Dr. Mike Show. This is Dr. Michael McGee, your host, and today we are honored to have Arnaud Gourin as our guest. And Arnaud is an expert in reprogramming the unconscious mind, and is going to talk to us today about how to overcome addiction without willpower. Welcome, Arnaud.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be on the show today.
It's great to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be an expert in the area of addiction.
Sure. Both my parents were deaf and had a horrible crack cocaine addiction throughout my childhood. And the amount of trauma that I experienced is far beyond what is considered normal. It's really hard for most people to fathom the amount of emotional pain that I endured and socked away, so to speak. And as I got into my early 20s, the physical health challenges I had were pretty severe. And it set me on a path of studying and researching on my own to figure out how to make my body work right again. And eventually, in that journey, to learn how to take out the programming from the unconscious mind, which really means also to feel better, because all that programming hurts emotionally. And, you know, in my research, I found that people said it couldn't be done and that it wasn't possible. But that's not something I could accept, because that would mean I would die. Literally, I had to find a way. So I just continued my research, and after several years, I did put together the design of the human mind and understood and figured out how to go into the unconscious mind, the programming that's inside of us, and take things out, which is what's unique and different about my process, and then also make that a permanent experience. So whatever you take out is gone forever. I've spent the last 16 years training people, teaching them how to do it, certifying practitioners, and it's been an absolute pleasure to watch people transform their lives as they get rid of the old programming that's been holding them back up to that point.
Wow. Yeah, so you've been through significant trauma and adversity and have triumphed over that. So tell us about your thoughts about trauma and addiction and how you approach people who suffer with addiction.
Yes, addiction is something very close to my heart as far as something to overcome, because watching my parents with their cocaine addiction, I felt that it was the cause of our family's problems, and I wanted so desperately for them to stop doing drugs. And when I was 16 years old, I decided to smoke cigarettes so I could become addicted to something that wouldn't have long-term permanent damage, and then learn how to quit so I could help my parents quit doing drugs. That was really when I began my research into how to overcome addictions without willpower. And as I started healing my body, I saw that food addiction was much worse than cigarette addiction. And in my research, I saw that there's one real strong common thread, and I saw this in my parents, that not all, but most addiction stems from some sort of emotional pain, some sort of trauma that people are trying to repress with alcohol, or in an extreme case, something like crystal meth or heroin or cocaine, or in a lesser case, with some ice cream. And once you can remove that emotional pain, then the cravings miraculously aren't there. Now, that's not the whole story, but that's the fundamental piece. And I think most people, if you're listening, you can relate to what I'm saying, that for a lot of us, the reason why we do things we know are not that good for us is because we want to feel better now. But if you can feel better permanently on the inside and automatically, if you wake up happy, then you don't need those external things to make you feel better.
Beautifully said. Absolutely. So what your approach, and really many people in the field, is trying to get to the root of the pain, which is oftentimes, as you said, rooted in trauma, that is driving what I call sort of efforts to engage in good now, bad later behavior, which is compulsive and out of control, which is sort of the definition of addiction. So you've developed an approach for getting to that pain and sort of addressing it at its roots. Is that not true?
Absolutely. That's what the 7 steps to reprogramming yourself does. It literally can remove the pain that people feel that causes them to run to something to make them feel better. And when you genuinely feel better, then you don't need those external things. And it takes work. You know, it's not like you just take the 7 steps course, 3 days long, and then voila, you've cleared all of your issues from your whole life. Every person has layers of issues. But what's unique is that as you go through each layer, that layer is gone forever, and you find the layers underneath. and eventually you'll have nothing left. And as you work through layers, you'll find that your day-to-day experience is happier and happier and happier. One of my private clients told me this week, or actually it was last week, I don't have any more stress. And this has really helped with him not snacking late at night. And I said, why don't you have any more stress? What happened? He said, well, in using the seven steps with you, you said that the number of things that triggered me throughout the day would be less and less, and now it's like 3% of what it was. I hardly ever get triggered by anything. All my anxiety's gone. It's all gone, and I just feel good all the time, so I don't really feel stressed anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about the seven-step approach?
Sure, sure. You can do more research on it on my website, TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com, Total Health, like you're healthy, MasteryUSA.com. The seven steps is based on how the human mind is designed. So I'll break it down for you if we could pretend that the human mind is like a computer. It's a simple example for all of us to understand. So if you think about your mind being like a computer, you have the conscious mind, which is the screen. That's what you can see. That's what you're aware of day to day. That's what you can pay attention to. And then there's what's in the computer, in all the files, in the hard drive. That's the unconscious mind. That's what's already programmed inside of you. That's there all the time, but you don't usually look at it unless you go inside a folder and pull something up. Or sometimes things pop up, like in life, someone does something or says something, it pushes our button, and this emotion just pops up, and it seems like it's coming out of nowhere. We mistakenly think that the person or the circumstance is causing our emotion, but actually those emotions are already there inside of us. They're just triggering it. They're just opening up that file folder in our unconscious mind. So the seven steps is really simple. You go inside the computer. Step number one, go into the file folder you want to work on. Step number two, go inside the folder.
You talked about that in terms of that step one, going to the file folder. I think you talk about getting sort of present to whatever that primal negative feeling is, the trauma feeling that you're having. Is that right?
Yeah, that is what step one is. It's to get present to the negative emotion that you're feeling. And that's actually a difficult step for a lot of people because they're very well trained not to feel anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in the course, there are quite a few pieces of information and training on how to do that, just how to do that one piece.
Yeah, just to get present about the negative feeling. Yeah.
Yes, to be able to actually feel the feelings in your body. A lot of people live in their head, and they never go down into their body. And sometimes it's because they have unconscious programming that doesn't allow them to do it.
Right, right. Yeah, we're kind of defended against pain, aren't we? We're sort of built to absorb the pain, but oftentimes I think if we grow up in sort of a chronically painful situation like neglect or like the complex trauma that you experienced, it's kind of like that's the water that you're swimming in, and you almost don't see the water because it's just everything you've always known.
That is a great way of saying it, Mike. I have a yoga master who just took the course online, and she wrote in our Facebook group, I just cleared my anxiety and depression. I didn't even know I had anxiety and depression. I thought it was fine, but once I started clearing some of the layers out, I realized I had anxiety all the time and depression all the time. I just was used to it because, like you said, Mike, it was like the water she was swimming in. She didn't know that there was another reality that she could experience that was so much better.
Yeah, yeah. So your course really helps people to get present to feelings that they may not even know that they have. Is that right?
Yeah, there was someone who came to the last live course in July. That's a family member of one of my top students that's been working with me for more than 7 years. And he said, I never once thought about working on my mind like this. I always thought about the health of my body. And I didn't realize I had all these triggers in my life. I didn't know they were there. It was just life. And I became aware of so many different issues I didn't know were there. And now what's exciting is I can go through one by one and remove all of these issues, feeling ugly, feeling not able to be successful, feeling like there's something wrong with you. He didn't know those things were even there. They were just always in the background. So that is part of what you'll get out of the course. It's just becoming aware of some things you don't know are there for you to work on. But most people, not everyone, but most people already know about some things they want to work on. They just never found a way to actually get rid of them.
Right, right. So then in step two, I think you talk about sort of giving voice to what that feeling that might say if it were to be able to talk. Is that right?
Well, there's a very specific method to determine the programming that's inside of the file folder. Uh-huh. And I think that if someone were to learn the seven steps in like a half hour session, they wouldn't understand it. I tried teaching it so many different ways in so many different formats. And in a two-day weekend, only 50% of the audience fully understood how to do it and the ramifications of it, because we're talking about being able to change your whole life. But in a three-day weekend, 100% of the audience understands it. And so really the second step is to go and look inside the folder and see what the programming is. And the third step is to start deleting it. The fourth step is to keep going until it's gone. And the fifth step is to write your own programming, which is so beautiful, for you to create your own new reality. Because whatever's programmed in the unconscious mind, it affects your perception of reality. The sixth step is where you make it permanent, which is very unique. That's like emptying the trash on the computer. And then the seventh step is just to go back and make sure you got it all. So it's very simple, actually. But the application of it takes a three-day weekend online. People can watch the course online or in person to really learn it and understand. And I know that you have the benefit of taking the course yourself.
Yeah. I want to say to my listeners, this course is well worth the time. It's masterfully done. Arnaud really knows what he's talking about. And I highly, highly recommend taking this course. I really think it has authenticity to it. It has a real power. What you're saying really, really has great merit, and I think it's a major addition to the world of healing that you've done, Arnaud. Hats off to you. I think you are a testament to the combination of great suffering, great resilience, and great genius. And I think when you put the trauma you've been through and your resilience and the genius that you have, when you put all those together, this is what comes out of that, which is really a tremendous gift to the world in terms of a very powerful method for healing. So thank you for all the work you've done.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate you saying that, especially coming from you, you know, being a successful author and psychiatrist, and with all of your tremendous, amazing background, I really appreciate what you're saying.
Well,
I'm very moved, actually, by what you're saying. Last weekend, I gave a small workshop, and there was a girl that was 18 years old that came with her mom, and they started working with one of my students last January, and then they came to my course in July, and they both were in tears hugging me, saying that I saved her life. She had been molested from the time she was six. The parents didn't know about it, and she became suicidal, she became hopeless, she lived in her bed, she was completely dysfunctional, and now she's not suicidal anymore, now she's active, she's completely transformed, and her mom said it was a miracle, you know, for them, and for me to be on the other side of that, listening and receiving their hugs, it's really the most joyful, most fulfilling thing I could imagine, and I really just want more people to know about it and have access to it, which is why we built the whole online platform and made it global.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted you as a guest on my show, Arnaud, because I really want the whole world to know the work you're doing. It's just so, so powerful. And for my listeners, it really, I think you have on your website, TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com, right? TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com. I think, don't you have some testimonials on there as well?
Oh, yeah. We have hundreds of testimonial videos in our YouTube channel, and there are quite a few that we put on the website itself. If you just click on the testimonials tab, you can see you can see lots of people sharing.
I really invite my listeners to really go there and check this out. Very, very powerful and well worth. If you've had any kind of significant trauma in your life, this is really a very, very, very powerful method for healing. Now, you've done some research, I think, at University of Irvine. Is that right?
That's true. At the University of California, Irvine, they did a study on my program. I was actually meant to study my health courses, but part of the study was on the seven steps to reprogramming yourself. And 100% of the participants said that they released negative emotions permanently during my training. And this is the best part, and that they could do it on their own after the training, which is really important because you may not be able to clear all of your issues in 3 days. I mean, I don't think anyone can.
Right.
Being able to do it on your own.
It's really a lifelong process of going deeper and deeper, don't you think?
I think it varies from person to person. I've had some students say they cannot find anything else in their life to do the seven steps on. Every single memory from their entire life, from the earliest memory they have, has no negative emotion. Even the things that were really bad now just seem like part of, you know, growing and experiencing life, and there's literally nothing left that they can find. And some of them did that in 3 years. Some of them did it in a matter of months. I think for someone like me who's been through a lot, and there are other people like me that have been through a lot, it can take years to get through all of the layers. But the beautiful part is that there are only so many layers. And as you work through some, your life changes around you. You feel better, so therefore you do better, and you manifest and create better, and life gets better as you go along. So it's a gradual upward process towards the experience of really just being happy all the time. And there'll come a day where you don't get triggered by anything for the whole day. But for someone who had a more normal life, a more happy childhood, it really shouldn't take you that long to finish everything you've got. It's just a matter of doing the work.
Yeah. I really like, you know, the thing that I think is really, I mean, it has to be seen as a whole. I mean, you wouldn't analyze an automobile by just looking at the wheel or the steering wheel or the tires. You would look at the automobile as a whole to understand its form and function. And I think the seven steps is that same way. You really can't break it down and look at just one part of it without looking at the totality of the method that you've developed. But I think one thing that I found really was unique in it was, I think step three, you talked about basically negating the pain. If you have a painful feeling, writing down the exact opposite. So if for me, for example, if my pain is from my experience of neglect and trauma growing up and abuse, going into childhood with the feeling that I am not adequate, I am unworthy, and the part that I think is very powerful, Arno, in what you're doing is to sort of negate that by saying I am not unworthy, to put that not in there. And to say that with firmness and repeat it over and over again, until you can really emotionally feel the truth of that negating statement. Is that how you see that process?
I think the way I look at it is, a human being, when they become present to a negative emotion, can find that feeling in their body, and they can usually give it a size and shape. So if, let's say, someone has an issue with addictions, and if we're doing How to Overcome Addictions Without Willpower in the show, they might imagine that they feel very sad when they think about the fact that they can't stop whatever it is that they're doing. Okay, well, they can probably find that sadness in their body. Maybe it's in their heart. Maybe it's the size of a baseball. Well, that baseball of sadness is actually a very compressed number of thoughts, and all these thoughts are stuck inside of there. So the seven steps is about deleting all the thoughts. Delete, 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 delete. And it's not about deleting the exact same statement over and over, but rather deleting exactly what's inside of that pain ball, what's inside of that emotion, because it's actually a ball of negative thoughts. It feels like emotion to us, but it's a little bit different. It's actually thought forms. And that's one thing that's very unique, and you mentioned it in our conversations, is being able to delete things is new. There's other things out there about putting positive things in. Affirmations, hypnotherapy, those are all about putting positive things in.
Right.
What's unique about the seven steps is we're deleting, 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 deleting until that rock of pain is completely gone. And when it does, the natural flow of love and joy and happiness comes through. It's always been there. It's just blocked. It's like a pipe that has a clog in it. When you unclog the pipe, boom, here comes all the good feeling.
Yeah. That you know, what you're saying is radical in the field of psychology. For those listeners who may know that, you know, there's many people in psychology who say that the brain does not delete, that the trauma, the woundedness that drives addiction, is forever there. What may change is new layers of compensatory neural structures that sort of compensate and hold and maybe contain our woundedness within a larger crucible of love. But what you're saying is that woundedness can actually be deleted.
Absolutely. And that particular belief that you brought up is not just common in the field of psychology. It's common on the planet with all human beings. And it's one of the biggest challenges I have is to overcome that and show people that it can be done, and it can be done permanently. I remember in February of 2015, I did a demonstration with the seven steps at the end of the first day, and this guy was upset because his daughter wouldn't text him back. So we erased all that, and he was fine. That was great. And then this girl on the way back stood up and said, "What do you do about grief?" And she started crying. So I asked her to come up. Her name was Jamie, and Jamie was 19 years old, and her brother had just died of cancer, leukemia. And they were best friends. They were only a year apart. They were very, very close, and she was devastated. And she looked like she was just in this terrible funk. Like, you could see it. Everyone could see it. And we started erasing the grief and the anger that she felt and all these negative emotions. We started going through them, deleting them one by one. And I could see the audience. Some of them were upset with me because they didn't really believe that you could get rid of the death of a loved one and the pain of that. But we did. It took about 30 minutes. Every single person was in tears. They were passing tissues down every aisle. And she looked amazing. She looked better. And the next day I asked her to come back up, and she said, yeah, I still feel fine. I feel relieved that he's not in pain anymore. It was completely gone right in front of everybody.
Amazing, amazing. You're listening to the Well Mind with Dr. Mike show. We have with us our new Arnaud Gauran, who is the author of A Seven-Step Process for Healing, and we're talking about how to heal from addiction without willpower. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Well Mind with Dr. Mike show. This is Dr. Michael McGee, your host, and we have with us today Arnaud Gauran, who is the inventor of a healing process, a seven-step healing process, and we're talking today about how to heal from addiction without willpower. Welcome back, Arnaud.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate you having me.
It's great to have you. Great to have you. You know, one of the things that that is prevalent, obviously, with addiction, always when you have addiction, you have this issue of compulsions to addict and cravings in the form of cravings. And then a loss of control over those cravings, those urges. I'd love to hear your thoughts about how to heal from cravings in the healing process of addiction.
Well, that is the crux of the program, How to Overcome Addictions Without Willpower, is being able to eliminate all the cravings. If you have no cravings, then you have no addiction. And that's the big problem, is that our cravings can get so huge and so powerful that we can't stop ourselves from going through with whatever they want us to do. So if you're craving, you know, chocolate ice cream or pizza or beer or whatever your thing is, cigarettes, that craving can be so strong that you just eventually your willpower gives out. So willpower is not really going to work long term. So how do we get rid of the cravings so you don't need to use your willpower? Well, that's the key, isn't it? You know, the seven steps is a big, big part of it, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But one of the other huge pieces to my 30-day program is detoxifying the body physically. When you quit smoking cigarettes, for example, your body's going to have some toxicity releasing from the cells from all the cigarettes you've smoked. And that toxicity is going to go into your intestines. It's going to go there through the liver and through the lymphatic system, which is like the sewage system of the body. If you don't get that out of the intestines within a reasonable amount of time by going to the bathroom, it'll then reabsorb into your bloodstream and cause cravings. Pretty intense cravings, which is really hard to quit when you're going through that. That's why it's so difficult for people in the beginning. And once they work out that physical toxicity, then it becomes more of a mental, emotional thing. So if you can clean the intestines out and flush out all the toxins that are releasing while doing whatever it is you're trying to quit, while you're quitting it, then you won't get those cravings physically. And it's amazing for people to hear me say that, and they don't believe it until they do the program, and they say, I can't believe I didn't have any cravings for coffee. I didn't get any coffee headaches, nothing. It's like I just never drank before.
Wow. So the first step you're saying in your program is to go through a physical detoxification. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's one of the other major components. There's actually quite a few different pieces. One of the very first steps is to write an intention for what you'd like to create for your health. Maybe your intention is to not smoke anymore, not to drink coffee anymore. Maybe it's to not drink alcohol anymore. Whatever that intention is, and you're beginning the programming process with the unconscious mind and installing the new positive programming. That's one really powerful step. I've seen people quit smoking from just that one step alone. But the physical detoxification process, which takes 30 days, is one of the biggest keys and one of the least known things about detoxification and addiction in the world. I don't see people talking about it very much, that you can actually eliminate the cravings through doing a proper cleanse. And I think part of the reason why people don't know about it is because they don't know how to do a proper cleanse. In reading all the books I read on detoxifying the body, I found a commonality. They said you're going to have cravings and get sick the whole time. But I figured out the two principles to cleanse the body without cleansing reactions, which means you can detoxify from any substance without having cravings for that substance, and therefore it's very easy.
So how do you cleanse the body?
Well, you're going to do an intestinal detox. There's a lot of different ones, and if you go through my training program on the body, the solution, the foundation courses, I teach everything about how to do that. Everything from the pre-cleanse and preparing the body to the actual 30-day cleanse itself. And that's going to include taking some herbs and some shakes that are made of clay and psyllium fiber that are going to help the body go to the bathroom multiple times a day. And the clay and the fiber act like a sponge, and they soak up everything in their path. So, for example, if you're quitting coffee, the toxins from the coffee that would cause the headaches and the cravings will be soaked up by the clay. And then when you go to the bathroom, it just comes on out. It's like you didn't even know. It just comes out of you. There is a dietary component to it, which can be challenging for people, but it's also very beautiful because people can find that, I didn't realize I drank wine every day, but now I don't drink wine anymore because I did the cleanse and it wasn't part of the cleanse. And they might have a tremendous empowering experience of not really being addicted to anything.
Okay, so the physical cleansing, which takes about 30 days, really helps take away sort of the physical components of cravings. Is that right?
Exactly. I'll give you an example. So I have this couple, Whitney and Eileen, that wanted me to coach them on a 30-day cleanse. This was years and years ago. And Whitney had quit drinking coffee, and he said he had terrible headaches for 3 weeks, and he was just white-knuckling it the whole time to not drink coffee. And she said, should I quit drinking coffee today? And I said, no, wait. Wait until the first day of your cleanse, because there's a pre-cleanse period. Once you're ready for the cleanse, on the day that you start the cleanse, that's when you stop drinking coffee. And you're not going to have any cravings or any headaches. And they both looked at me like I had horns growing out of my head. What do you mean we're not going to have any cravings or headaches? That's just part of it, right? No, it's not just part of it. It's part of not doing it properly. And so she had the result I promised. She had zero cravings for coffee. She had zero headaches. The whole month went by, and at the end of the month, she said, we feel so much better. We don't drink coffee. We don't drink wine. We didn't realize we drank so much wine, but now we don't drink wine. And we just feel much better inside, and our diet really improved, and it's going to be a long-term improvement in our lifestyle, which we didn't expect to get that benefit.
Wonderful, wonderful. So in your 30-day program, you have the physical component, which you talked about, but there's also emotional and mental and spiritual components as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about those?
Sure. On the spiritual side, it's really simple. If you believe in some kind of higher power, then ask for some help. I mean, why wouldn't you? And if you believe in any sort of spiritual traditions, then use them, whatever they are for you. If you're a Christian, then go to church. If you are a Buddhist, then go to the temple or whatever it is that you're supposed to do.
The Sangha.
But along with that, I'm sorry?
The Sangha.
Yes, the Sangha. Thank you so much, Mike.
Yeah.
I feel so silly. But along with that, you can use the elements of earth, water, fire, and wind to help you because Mother Nature is the great spiritual healer. So taking a bath with salt can actually help your body physically detoxify, but it also refreshes the way you feel energetically or spiritually. I know we're getting a little bit woo-woo here, but I'm sure anyone can agree that taking a good shower or a nice bath can refresh the way that you feel. And so when
Absolutely.
You're doing a major detox, taking more baths, having some candles, things like that, can actually make you feel better. And that's one of the pieces of the program.
And during your 30-day program, do you then do the emotional, the seven-step part as part of that program as well?
Exactly. Every single day, you're going to be paying attention to see if there is any emotional pain triggering a craving. And if there is, you're going to use the seven steps and erase that pain, and the craving will literally go away when you're done erasing the emotional pain.
Yeah.
For example, I had a woman who was an attorney that couldn't eat healthy. She said that she would eat healthy and exercise for a while and get thin, but then all of her emotional pain from some things that she went through would come up, and then she would just run to the fridge and just eat and eat and eat and eat, and then she'd gain all her weight back, and she could never stay thin, and she was pretty big when I met her. So I had her up on stage on the third day of the course, and we erased this horrific trauma. Her mom got remarried when she was 13, and her stepdad raped her, and then she told her mom, and her mom said, well, I need his money, so you're just going to have to accept it. So it continued, and there was just so much anger and fear. And we cleared all of that out, believe it or not, in 20 minutes. the audience was in tears, you can imagine. 2 months later, she comes back and she's lost 20 pounds. And she says, I just don't have the cravings anymore. I don't need to eat like I used to. And so I'm just losing weight without even trying because I'm just eating less because the emotion that used to cause the cravings is gone. So when you're doing the 30-day program, you're going to be really observing yourself and noticing if you do get triggered, if you get sad or if you get angry. And then immediately following that trigger is, oh, let me go and put something in my mouth that will make me feel better. And when you notice that, you use the 7 steps to erase the trigger, the pain. And when you do, the craving will be gone instantly.
Wow. You know, one of the things, Arno, that I see clinically in our work here is a lot of our patients at the Haven where I work in San Luis Obispo, near San Luis Obispo, a lot of our patients have really very, 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 very significant trauma histories with things like you've described. And one of the things that happens is when we start touching on the trauma, people fall apart. They just dissociate and they become completely dysregulated. And, you know, perhaps when we get back after the break, I'd love to hear about how you help people to sort of keep themselves grounded as they begin to get into those filing cabinets of pain that they have stored up.
Absolutely. I have tremendous experience with people that have been through a lot, so I'd love to share that with you.
Okay, great. You're listening to the Well Mind with Dr. Mike show. We have Arno Goran as our guest, talking about how to heal from addiction without willpower. And stay tuned. We'll be back right after this break. Welcome back to the Well Mind with Dr. Mike show. This is Dr. Michael McGee here, your host. And we have with us today Arno Goran, who is an expert at healing from pain. And he's invented a 7-step method for healing painful traumas. And we're talking today with Arno about how to overcome addictions without willpower. Welcome back, Arno.
Thank you, Mike.
So part of your 30-day program for overcoming addictions without willpower involves really getting to the roots of the pain that is driving addiction through your 7-step process. And we were talking before the break about how so many of our patients get flooded when we begin to talk about the traumatic things that have happened to them. And I'm wondering how you deal with the issue of people being overwhelmed and flooded by their trauma.
That is such a great question. There's a few things that you can do right off the bat. You want to just pick one thing to work on at a time. So if you talk about a lot of different things and you bring them all to the surface, people can get overwhelmed. And when that happens, what you can do is make a list, have them or with them, make a list of all the different things to work on. It can be all the different memories, it can be all the different emotions. And what you'll find is that the same negative emotions keep repeating throughout life, and they keep showing up in different circumstances, and that when you clear that one thread, you actually clear all the different memories of that same reiteration, of that same pattern repeating. But it doesn't really matter. You just make a list of everything you can think of that needs to be worked on and addressed, all the different problems and pains to clear out mentally or emotionally. Once you have that list down, there's a relief just because you know you don't have to deal with all of it at once. You don't have to remember everything. It's there in front of you on this piece of paper or in your phone is actually great because then you can reference it any time. And that usually gives people a big relief. The other thing was just start doing the 7 steps immediately. I was walking with a friend to the Venice Muscle Beach competition, the bikini competition, because one of my cousins was actually in the competition, and my friend started having a panic attack right then and there, and he said, hold on to me, I'm going to fall over. So I grabbed him, I said, are you okay? And he's like, I'm freaking out, I feel like I'm going to die. So we just started doing the 7 steps right then and there on the street in Venice, California, and within the minute he stood up straight. He said, you know, the panic attack isn't totally gone, but I can put it away for now. Like, I feel all right. Do you tell your clients that you can do that? They need to know that if they get really triggered and upset and overwhelmed, they can just start doing the 7 steps, and they'll feel better right away. I said, yeah, I do tell them. I do. And that's really what you need to do is just start clearing it out. But it really helps to make a big list of all the things to work on first.
Okay. And then in prioritizing that, do you start with maybe the less painful things and then go toward the more painful thing as you learn these techniques?
I would deal with whatever is on the surface. And if it's the most painful thing, great, because we want to get people to a sense of relief and empowerment as fast as possible. Part of what people are dealing with is that they've had this pain forever and they think they're going to have it forever. And once you erase one thing permanently and they can feel and they can see and they can know and sense, this is gone. I can't even bring that back up. I can think about what happened. I can think about the things that used to upset me, but there's nothing there. It's so empowering because then they feel like, wow, that means I can get rid of all the rest of my stuff and I'm not going to be stuck like this forever. My life isn't going to be terrible and I'm going to actually be able to change my life, and that is so exciting. So it doesn't matter what it is that's up first. Just whatever is really bothering them the most, just work on it. Don't be afraid to take the big issues on.
Yeah, okay. Don't be afraid to take the big issues on. Now, you talk in your 30-day Overcoming Addictions program about emotional and mental components, and I'd love for you to tell the audience about your, when you say emotional and mental, how are those different from each other? What does emotional mean versus what does mental mean for you?
What a great question. There are four parts to the human being: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, really to the human body. And these four parts live within your body physically, and they're part of what you are. The spiritual part we're going to call energy or being. The mental part is thought forms. So when you visualize a future reality, that goes into the spiritual part as part of the energy. But when you have an actual belief system, a thought, words, that's the mental part. The emotional part is the chemicals that live in your body that allow you to feel. Every single thought that you think creates biochemicals in your brain that we call emotion. That's a fact of how the human being is designed. I learned that at the University of Washington when I was working on my pre-med stuff. So the emotional part is actually the physical emotions in the cells of your body. And there is a different process that we teach after the Seven Steps course on how to release that from your body. And it's really incredible to watch someone release the emotion from their physical body and see what happens to their body as they do that. And the body physically, I think that's pretty straightforward. That's really in the realm of nutrition, detoxification, and exercise.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Very, very good. Okay. Well, good. So after you've done this 30-day program, what then? What happens to people in their... well, let me just share with you, Arno, that... I think about addiction and the way that we treat addiction, and this is common, I think, to most professionals, is I think about addiction as having three phases. There's the getting sober phase, then there's the healing and repair phase, which a lot of your work it speaks to, and then there's the self-realization phase, which is more spiritual, but also has to do with life skills and living authentically and tapping into one's soul and really heeding the callings of one's soul and becoming a channel for something greater than yourself that manifests itself through you. So we have these three phases of recovery, and recovery, I think about it as a lifelong process. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that way of thinking about recovery and how your program, sort of the 30 days, fits into a larger process of recovery.
First, I just want to acknowledge how beautiful your program is and how deeply conscious it is. I love it. All the spiritual things that you talked about are things that I like to talk about in my more advanced courses. Discovering your life's purpose, knowing what that is, being able to directly channel the divine and live a life that you feel is divinely guided. I mean, that's all extremely awesome of you. That's great. Regarding the thought of it being a lifelong process, I would ask the question, does that belief support or not support myself and my clients in achieving their goals? What if it could just be a matter of months or years and someone would have eliminated all of their emotional pain, all of the mental pain that's causing their addiction? They just are not addicted anymore. They don't have any addiction. Can you imagine having no addiction at all? No cravings for anything. Everything is simply a matter of choice. You could have a cigarette or not have a cigarette. You could drink coffee or not drink coffee. And it wouldn't make a difference because there's no part of you that has any addiction. And if that's the goal, how long does it have to take? Does it have to take a whole lifetime? Could it take a year? Could it take 6 months? It would be very individual. It would depend upon, in my experience, how hard they're willing to work on the layers of pain that they have. Because that goes back to your question, what do you do after the 30 days? Well, you keep clearing anything that comes up. So are you willing to do the work and clear the things that come up? And then number two, how much stuff do you have to begin with? One person might have 20 times as much as somebody else, but they might be willing to work 20 times as hard until they both get it all done in the same amount of time. So how much do you have? How many weeds are there in your garden to pull out? And how dedicated of a gardener are you going to be is going to determine when your entire garden, the garden of your mind, is nothing but flowers.
Beautifully said. The gardening, the weeding away of addiction, leaving just flowers behind. I love that. That's wonderful. Yeah, so what you're saying really is that it's really in terms of getting to that place of healing and repair, the second phase, that really depends on how much trauma there is and how hard people are willing to really work in your approach on clearing away that trauma and deleting the trauma from your brain.
Yes, from your mind. And I'd love to tell you the story.
From your mind, right. Okay. Well, you're listening to the Well Mind with Dr. Mike show, and our guest is Arnaud Caron, and we're talking about how to overcome addictions without willpower. And please stay with us, and we'll continue after the break. Welcome back to the Well Mind with Dr. Mike show. This is Dr. Michael McGee, your host, and we have with us today Arnaud Caron, the inventor of the 7-step approach for healing from trauma and emotional pain. And we're talking today about how to overcome addictions without willpower and Arnaud's 30-day program for healing from addiction. Welcome back, Arnaud.
Thank you, Mike.
So good to have you. Wonderful show. I'd love for our listeners maybe to wrap up with hearing some stories of recovery, some stories of people that you've treated and the process they went through, and tell us about how your program has worked for some of the people that you've treated.
Sure. Well, first I want to say I don't really treat anybody because I'm not a medical doctor or a psychiatrist. I just let people take my class, and then they deal with it what they will. I do give one-on-one sessions, but it's more like coaching, and we certify people as coaches. And I know that a lot of my clients still say, but Arnaud, with the 7 steps, you can do so much more than, and they'll name all sorts of modalities in the realms of psychology and healing. And I'll say, yeah, but we're not really healing, we're transforming, because there's specific words that go to specific institutions and traditions, and I don't want to step on their toes. So what we're doing is very new, and it's hard to describe exactly what it is, except the most important thing is that it works. And I want to tell you about Nikki. So Nikki is a great example of someone who had been through a lot and was overwhelmed by it and worked really, really hard and got a great result in a short amount of time. So her mom was verbally abusive to her throughout her childhood, and at one point she was suicidal. And it never stopped. Every conversation with her mom was her mom attacking her. She never had one conversation in her entire 42 years where her mom didn't say something mean to her. And she came to the course after the 7 Steps course. She finished the 7 Steps course online on her own with her boyfriend. And then they flew down to California and took the 5-day life transformation course, which is, of course, after. And she told the audience that every night she would go home and do the 7 Steps until she passed out. And she literally worked the entire time she was there. She was so determined to rid herself of all the anger that she was feeling and was so bottled up inside of her and all these other emotions. And on the 4th day of the course, her mom called her, and she was ready for the battle, the common everyday battle with her mom. And instead, her mom just said, "When are you going to be home?" And there was nothing, no negative energy, no meanness, nothing. And she's looking at the phone like, "Is that my mom? What happened?" And then the next day was the same. Her mom was nice to her. And she said she went home and her mom had sold some of her favorite jackets without asking her, and she got triggered by that. And she erased the anger using the 7 steps to reprogramming herself. And she said, and ever since then, my mom has been completely calm, and all of my friends are shocked. Her brother is shocked. They all want to take the course and learn the 7 steps because it's just an unbelievable, impossible thing that her mom would change so much. And that was just in 4 days. But a long-term example would be Eric. Eric came to one of my courses this year and told us the full story. I didn't know the story until he shared. He had been suicidal for basically most of his life. He had been institutionalized many times for being suicidal. He had had over 60 electric shock therapy treatments to his head, and he'd been on and taken off of every drug that you can imagine. These are his words. And he said he did the 7-step reprogramming yourself every night for 30 minutes. And after 1 year, he wasn't suicidal anymore. And at this point, he was about a year and a half in, and he was telling us all about what happened. And we were just blown away because he looked happy. I remember when I met him, he didn't look happy. And he said he had tried everything, and he really was skeptical that it was going to work. And he said when he signed up, he didn't think it was going to work, but he had nothing else to try. And to see him smile so big and to not be suicidal anymore, it was just magnificent. And I know we're talking about addiction today, Mike, so I can tell you a couple of stories about people overcoming addiction with my program. One of them was a guy that this fellow had panic attacks every day. He was diagnosed with PTSD, and the way that he dealt with it was to do heroin. And he did heroin for many years. He was pretty functional for a while, but then he wasn't functional anymore as a heroin addict. And he was really messed up, you know, to say the least. And in using the 7-step reprogramming yourself and some of the other tools that we have, he hasn't had a panic attack, in his words, for over 4 years. He's been clean and sober for 4 years, no heroin. And he said, the reason I took heroin was because I was in a constant state of panic. It was like one long panic attack, and it was the only thing that made me feel better. But now that that's gone, I don't care about that anymore. I don't think about it anymore. It's just not what I do. And that's a great example of someone who had a lot of layers, and it took a long time to get through all the layers until there was nothing there anymore. In my own story, you know, I told you I started smoking cigarettes in order to learn how to quit so I could understand addiction and help my parents stop doing drugs. And I didn't really tell you what happened with that. So I used my willpower and quit, but I would always go back to it. I'd have something happen that would break my heart, and I would just go buy a pack of cigarettes. And it's really funny to share it now because when people look at me, they can't imagine that I ever smoked at all. And I remember looking at it after I had invented the 7 steps and saying, okay, what's really causing this cigarette craving? And I could see it was just a giant pain in my heart. And so I used the 7 steps on it. And once I finished clearing out that pain in my heart, I actually forgot about cigarettes for a long time. And then it was sort of brought up to me like, hey, do you smoke? And I thought, no, I don't. And it's kind of funny. I used to, but I forgot that I used to smoke. And it's been that way for a long time. I think that was in 2007 that I was able to figure that out. And I just forgot about it. And I think that can be true for anybody.
Very, very powerful. Yeah, you're really talking. The word that comes to mind is transformative. And you're right. It's a little bit different from healing. You're really talking about a transformative process. And what comes to mind for me is the research that's going on with psilocybin at Johns Hopkins and New York University, and people going through really chemically induced transformative processes that are radical in a similar way. And I'm also thinking about EMDR and sort of the reprocessing process that goes on when people use EMDR for trauma, and how that leaves them with their memories of what happened to them intact, but without the emotional pain that was associated with the trauma beforehand. And it sounds like the 7-step is really, there's something transformative that's happening in the brain through this process.
Absolutely. I've had a lot of clients rave about EMDR and say it was really good, but they always came back and said, but the 7 steps was much, much, much faster, and you could do it on your own. In fact, the fellow I was mentioning who had the heroin problem, he said he did EMDR many times, but he just couldn't afford to keep going for sessions. And he said it's kind of like using a spoon or a butter knife to try to remove the blockages, and the 7 steps would be like using dynamite and bulldozers. It's just so much more powerful.
Wow, very, very good. And so what happened, you've talked a little bit about you have a master course that after your 30-day course. Tell us a little bit about some of your other courses and how they all fit together.
Sure. Well, there's 7 courses on the body and how the body is designed, how it works. That includes the How to Overcome Addictions Without Willpower program. It includes nutrition, how to alkalize the body, which means to make it rich in minerals and give you more energy. It includes how to cleanse the body, including my unique program, How to Cleanse the Body Without Cleansing Reactions. It includes all my information on weight loss and really just getting the body to be the way you want it to be, exercise and so on. It's all in those 7 courses. And it's a lot of information. I think it's like 20 days of training. most of it's audio. Then I have the other three major tools for personal transformation after the seven steps that work with the spiritual part of you, the emotional part of you, and a conscious mental part of you of letting go of past relationships. And after you go through all those courses, there are some advanced courses that deal with more of the spiritual aspects and discovering your life purpose. And then there's courses on helping other people, being a consultant or being a coach. And I have relationship courses. I have a money course. I have quite a few self-made multimillionaires from taking my money course. And I just want to show people how to use all these tools to transform their life, like you said. And if someone is really interested in learning more, all you got to do is go to my website. It's TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com, TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com. Sign up for my newsletter, read some articles, listen to some free shows I've been on, and there are some free courses that we offer that you can sign up for. And just learn more about it and see if it's for you.
You've been listening to Arnaud Garand talking about overcoming addiction without willpower. I really hope our listeners will go to TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com and learn more about these courses and all that you have to offer. Arnaud, thank you for your time today and for the wonderful work that you do and for the gift that you have developed and are giving to so many people. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Well Mind with Dr. Mike show. Dr. Michael McGee here. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you back here next month.